Blog Talk Radio.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. Good vibrations.
Everybody, and welcome to Positive Living Vibrations, and we're going to be talking about some very good vibrations today. I have just been told that we are actually in the moon eclipse and that this show comes in right at this time. What could this mean for you? Because we're talking about your money beliefs today with Susan Turnbull, and she's a belief coach and a human design specialist, and we're going to be talking to her in a few minutes. But a little while ago, Susan asked me to look at my money beliefs. Is it female or is it a male perspective? A little light bulb went off in my head. I have no issues with money or having a lot of money or what to do with it. I have no fear of being rich. But at that moment, I realized that my entire life had been judged by my dollar worth. And I am so much more of that. I'm abundant in self. But it is interesting that I've always felt that there's a price tag attached to me. And that comes from the men who have been in my life. And that came from that they've always valued me by the dollar worth. Bingo, light bulb moment for me. And with that light bulb moment came a release. Fantastic. Thank you very much, Susan. So she says, would you be surprised to know that 70,000 thoughts you have per day, you only have consciousness and control of 5% of them? That means 95% of your thoughts and beliefs are running below the surface, in your subconscious, out of your awareness and autopilot. There are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of beliefs stored in that 95% that you do not know how many are running your money story. So, although this can be scary, what we need to understand is that we only need to know what we need to know when we need to know it. What does that mean? When we live in the knowingness of our soul, heart, spirit, and mind, we're in our knowingness. We only extract from our brain or our consciousness or subconsciousness the information we need at that relevant time. We do not need to know everything, because if we try and understand absolutely everything, we would literally blow our minds. So only having control of that 5%, I think, actually is probably quite valid, because if we try to control that 100%, I think we would have quite a few burst brains everywhere. So Susan has spent the better part of her career uncovering hundreds of hidden beliefs that exist in the majority of people today. Her work and her belief asset tools are unparalleled in the industry. She has successfully coached hundreds and hundreds of people from all over the world, helping them spiritually integrate their new awareness into their everyday lives with ease and grace. Susan is a transformational life coach, emotional energy specialist, human design specialist, biokinesiologist, public speaker, workshop facilitator, author of Whose Life Purpose Is to Facilitate the Awakening Through the Helping of Others, undercover the self-limiting beliefs and self-defeating behaviors that plague most of us today. Susan ran me through a couple of her programs, and it was quite interesting because, yes, folks, I'm the teacher. I'm the teacher, I'm the preacher, I'm the coach, but it doesn't mean to say that I don't have some background issues of my own. One being not understanding where that money price tag came from, and a few other things there of always comes back to our insecurity or our self-worth. And I've taken a program here with Susan, and it became quite enlightening to me. So even though I'm a coach and she's a coach, every single one of us has a different flavor to the smoker's board. And when we bring it together, that's when we understand the true feast. So to understand the feast that we have today in this total eclipse, let's bring on Susan. Hello, Susan. How are you today, darling?
Hi, I am wonderful. Thank you so much, Sarah. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, pleasure, pleasure. I knew I had to have you on the moment I started speaking with you.
Thank you.
So, Susan, let's address the issue of money. I mean, well, as I said, when you ask that question, is your money female or male, and that whole light bulb thing, I actually told you that I chose it to be a phoenix, and you were a little confused at the time. And I said I didn't want to give it any gender. I liked it to be a phoenix, where it could rise up there, burst into flames, and come back again.
Right.
And that's what I'd like to look at, money. But when I came down and looked at it, for me, it's male. And, you know, comes from my father, comes from my ex. You know, and that feeling that I'm only validated if there's a price tag attached to me. Do you find a lot of people have that kind of issue?
Absolutely. Let me take just a couple of seconds here, Sarah, to clarify what a belief is, why it is so impactful on our lives. I actually posted something earlier today talking about the most important relationship you will ever have is to the one that you have to yourself. Mm-hmm. And the ability to easily draw and attract abundance into your life is in direct proportion to that relationship that you have to yourself through your beliefs. Now, a belief is nothing more than a thought that you have attached emotion to and accepted it as truth. Once it's accepted as truth, it starts to get buried. And most of our beliefs are in stone by age, I believe psychologists say age 5, 6, some say 7. But from that moment forward, you begin to put layer upon layer upon layer of experiences that solidify that belief until you don't even know what the belief is anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real important that people understand, why does this impact? Why is this so important? You know, everyone woke up when The Secret came out. And it was a very, very powerful book, a powerful video, and everyone was out there just thinking their wonderful thoughts and positive thoughts and then becoming discouraged because things were not manifesting the way they were envisioning them or told they would be. And that is because beliefs are what they call the secret behind the secret. Without understanding, the secret is working. It does work 24/7. Vibrationally, you're putting out there and bringing back to yourself those thoughts that exist, but they are the thoughts in that 95% that you don't necessarily have access to.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it's working, without identifying what that belief is, that's why you continue to get experiences that come up into your life over and over again. Usually, for most of us, a particular pattern. We will see one, maybe two patterns that just keep showing up over and over again. And it's usually because of a core belief that you formed many, many years ago.
Mm-hmm. And that core belief actually is very much what we see and what is around us in our environment, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, and it could be abandonment. It could be, in my case, it was victimization. So when I learned that that was a core belief and I got that out of my life in terms of male relationships, the universe says, well, let's see if she's got it. And so what would happen is, victimization started showing up with a boss or a girlfriend or somewhere where the energy said to me, okay, Susan, here is the energy of victimization. It's right here in your face, and you have a choice in how to react to that. And it takes a little bit of work to identify that, but we all have some core beliefs from which all of our other beliefs stem from. What I started to say is, in addition to needing to identify what these core issues are and all of these beliefs, one of the things I ask people is, you know, if I were to ask you what you believed about money, how many beliefs could you come up with? And it's a stretch to go to 10, maybe 12, 15. If you can get more than 15, you're doing good. And, Sarah, you went through my assessment.
Yes.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of very intricate beliefs, but these beliefs create your story, and these beliefs also create your money story. It also is very important, and this is what happened to me. It isn't always about money. So my biggest experience of getting to my aha moment, and I suffered through this for years, and this is actually the culmination of the work I do today. I went for a long time where I'd be clipping along, I was a single mom, and all of a sudden, money would just disappear. I would freak out. I'm sitting here going, I've got to keep a roof over my children's heads, blah, blah, blah. And the interesting thing was, and I was cognizant of this, that the money stopped to be able to pay the rent, so I was going to have to move, but it showed up to make the move.
Yes.
So I never went without that roof over my head, but it was just, and it was very frustrating. And a long story short, just because of the time limit that we have, it was in the process of doing some journaling. I'm an avid journaler. I believe in the power of journaling. And I was journaling about an experience with an ex, and all of a sudden I wrote down the word expectation, and I became physically ill. And all of a sudden I realized the belief itself came pouring out of me, and what I came to was the realization that I had developed through all my myriad of beliefs, I had developed a belief and attached it to money. And what that belief was, that there was an expectation of what people did if they loved me.
Yes.
And I tied that to money. I never asked for help, but I would tell my story and help would come out of the woodwork. And I hated it because it went back to other beliefs that I was handed by my parents about the ability to be self-sufficient. But let me tell you what happened when that belief came bursting through. That was my breakthrough moment. From that moment until 14 months later, I went from zero to just under six figures in my bank account.
Yeah, and it's a different vibration, isn't it? I mean, basically
it
what we have to look at is everything is vibrational in life. And if we look, and believe me, I've been there and I've been there recently, where, you know, the money, and wondering if I'm going to be able to put a roof over the head, wondering if I'm going to be back in the car, you don't want to give it the energy, but it's screaming at you, and it's inclined to take over and become louder. And we have to really get into a consciousness of not allowing it to have a bigger volume than the solution. And sometimes
and
that solution is simply
absolutely
to believe and trust. And,
absolutely,
you know, when you do that, the possibilities and the opportunities open up to us. But when we're so blinded by anxiety, all we can feel is that anxiety. And that robs us of the frequency and the vibration that's going to produce the solution. So as much as we get stressed about it, we have to become unstressed in order for the solution to arrive.
And you said the key word here, and for simplicity's sake for the listener, I'm going to use the analogy I did with you the night we were going over my assessment. This is the simplest analogy to understand how a belief impacts your life. Take and envision a room full of tuning forks. And pick one up. And these tuning forks are just row after row, and they are in these vices, so they're allowed to vibrate freely. And you walk into this room, and so in your hand you have a tuning fork called your belief. So you walk over to a table and you ping that tuning fork so it starts vibrating. When you walk down the center of the aisle, every single tuning fork calibrated to that vibration will start pinging as well. Your belief has a vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you don't know what the belief is, it vibrates. It's what is that vibration attached to the emotion is what's being sent out to the universe, coming back to you in the form of the experience for your growth. Although we don't understand that as growth, we just see this as you said, Sarah, anxiety. Oh, my God, here we go again.
Yes.
But it's the pinging of the vibration of the belief that brings the experience back. That's why these assessments are so powerful, because in many cases, most cases, bringing that belief to the light of day dissipates it. And
mm-hmm.
also taking a look at the myriad of beliefs, you can create the money story. I just had a situation with a young woman in New York. And she said, Susan, I am a manifester. I can manifest anything. But like you, Sarah, it was always at the last minute or always just able to save the day. And she said, I want full, complete, open abundance. I want it to flow, and I want it to be steady. So it took a while, and we just talked about, I said, we're going to start talking, and you're going to start talking to me. And I used a tool that I use in my coaching sessions, and bottom line was this young woman had created a belief, and it was never before revealed to her until this process, money corrupts.
Mm-hmm.
The parents fought over money. The mother was, you know, just constant fighting, and the father was the breadwinner, and she was suppressed, and then he lost his money, and then she was the breadwinner and surpassed anything he made, and there was always fighting over it. And so she formulated as a little girl the story that money corrupts. It corrupted her family. It corrupted her relationship with her mother, her father, and she carried that money corrupts. Now, here's what's important to remember. If there is a hidden belief that says money corrupts, how can you attract the beautiful abundance into your life if the belief is that it corrupts? You've got to hold it at bay because you don't want anything in your life that corrupts. But this is all going on under the surface. It's all going on unconsciously.
Right. So how does one, I mean, I know you were, we went through an exercise to find out where those beliefs came from. But, you know, maybe you could just address how to actually access the beliefs, or, you know, what you do to access the beliefs, how we can address them, and how we can change the frequency of them.
Short of actually going through the belief assessment that I...
Which I do recommend, folks. It's quite eye-opening.
About 10 years.
So I do recommend it.
I mean, they're unparalleled in the industry. They will get to more beliefs than anything out there that you can find. But short of doing that, this is what I always suggest. When you are able to get to a belief that you feel is resonating in your body, and get in touch with your body, where do you feel it? Is it tight in your solar plexus, your stomach area? Are your shoulders tight? Is your throat constricted? Does your head hurt? If you've uncovered a belief, and there are many of them out there that are very common. Money's the root of all evil, whatever the case may be. Write that down on a piece of paper. I've got a couple of exercises, but this one is very, very good. You write the belief down on a piece of paper, and then one word, and that word is because.
Mm-hmm.
So money is the root of all evil because, and answer that question.
Making you some extra sounds there, Susan.
Oh, I hadn't budged the phone in here. Are we okay?
Yep, just some extra sounds going on there.
So you write down the word because and answer the question. Whatever comes up, don't question it. Don't analyze it. The next step, you write the word because again, and that will allow you to go deeper and deeper and deeper until there's no more explanations for the word because. Now, a second powerful exercise that I did was suggested to me, and I had no idea how profound that exercise would be, and I got out a sheet of paper, and I actually created a persona with money. Money was a persona.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote the word, and so I would write, okay, just like you would see on your Yahoo, I am. I put Susan, and I would ask my question. And then I wrote money, semicolon, and I allowed money to answer me. Well, I thought that what might be a little bit difficult exercise to do. 6 pages later, I'm done with my discussion. 6 pages later. And the one about the gender that we were talking about that was so powerful is that if I were to ask you what gender would you put to money, and a lot of people are going, what are you talking about? But when you get this and the aha moment is there, now for me it was male, and I realized that I, as a victim, male energy always brought pain into my life, and I attached the energy, that male energy, to money. Well, if I was in fear of bringing that abusive energy into my life, how could I bring money into my life if it had that energy? Remember, money is neutral. The only attachment you have is the attachment you put on it.
Right. Very, very right. So let's just bring it back to us. You know, we're facing an eclipse right now. We know that 11/11 has happened and there is a huge shift. We also know we're in retrograde right now. So the shift is all like, you know, throwing things up in the air. It's landing, and it's landing right for a change. And there's a new consciousness awakening up. More and more people are going to be waking up. And people are going to go through some emotions that they just have no understanding of. And a lot of that is to do with money. Now, we've all looked at Wall Street and banks and everything else. And, of course, the word that people will come to mind on that is evil because of the misuse of money and, of course, the depression that it put it into. I don't think people understand, though, that how we address money verbally, cosmically, vibrationally, is that we can actually change the entire, not just the approach to money, but we can actually change the frequency of money altogether. I believe as a collective, if that we actually change our verbalization towards money, that money is empowering. Money is empowering, working for us. Money wants to work for us, that we actually may invite those solutions and take away that power from the money among us by depowering them. Now, for a lot of people, this is very far-fetched, but I do believe that with everything that we've got in alignment right now, that not only can we change it within a mind concept within ourselves, but if we had collective thought in how we address money, we can change what money does for us as well. What's your opinion on that?
Well, my opinion is that as long as you choose to read and feel about the money mongers and the bank, I mean, we all know what has been done, but as long as the energy of that is outside of yourself, you are giving your power away.
All
the power that you have to live the most abundant life possible resides within you, and it does not matter. The economy could collapse tomorrow as long as you were out of your fear and you were clear on your ability to manifest and you had cleared the beliefs that were creating the problems. You are going to be fine. You will always be fine. So it's all about not allowing the energy of that out there to affect the you in here and not give your power away to that.
And if people collectively got together in this new empowerment, in this new perspective, and collectively put that together and imagine the energy that we could be sending out there.
It is happening as we speak.
Yep, it is. And you know, people say, how can I make a difference? You can make a difference by liberating your own life, your own person, living in your own leadership and own person. And in doing that, you've already raised that vibration. And then you can send that those wishing and those blessings and that desire around the world. Because people, again, don't have that frequency elevated is very, very empowering.
Yes, be the change you wish to seek in the world. Be the change.
And wish that change upon others.
Absolutely.
Because in that we actually might be able to send some light to other people, because so many people are awakening right now. There's an exodus of people waking up. They're not quite sure what they've woken up to. And they're not quite sure what is going on. So it is show them the path, and the path is, as you say, the beliefs. Undoing the beliefs that do not serve you and inserting some new beliefs within you that resonate, that are yours, that you own them. They're your choice, they're your free will. And don't allow the fashion, update it.
You were speaking about eclipse. This whole eclipse, this energy that we're sitting in and broiling in right now for some of us, everywhere I go, everyone, it's in their face. Life is in their face. But this energy is designed to bring it up for you to clear. Obviously, I'm a little biased because this is the work I do. But until you clear your self-limiting beliefs, which will in turn clear the self-defeating behaviors, it's you can't move forward till you clear the path. That's what this eclipse energy is all about. It's not about bringing you these uncomfortable situations to make your life miserable. It's bringing it up, people, because it is time for us to wake up. And universe wants us to wake up in a big way right now. The best way to do that is with yourself.
Let go of the old. it is no longer serving you. Be willing to delete the past. Be willing to walk away. Be willing to do the work necessary and call upon people like us that are here to help you and guide you forward. Nobody is alone on this journey. There are more practitioners of our line of work now than ever in the history of time. And there are plenty of people out there in all aspects. That's the reason I do this show, is to profile people like you. Everybody does something a little different, and people are going to find somebody that they connect with. And the whole thing is that you've got to be willing to do the work. I've got the people that can do the work with you. And do not be afraid to say, I'm confused, I need to empty, I need to be filled, show me how. Because this is what it's all about. Not to be afraid to ask for the help. Because you're not meant to know it all right now. This is the reason why we're in place, is to help you get there. Susan, for the next couple of minutes, would you tell everybody how to get hold of you? And a little
bit
about yourself.
Absolutely. I'm going to give my phone number out for anyone that would like to call. 505-350-5116. My website is www.beliefsbreakthroughcoaching.com, and it's BELIEFSBREAKTHROUCHING.com, beliefsbreakthroughcoaching.com. Now, there is a 15-minute meditation that you can sign up and have delivered to you that I would recommend. I started using this meditation with my clients a while back, and it's taking you into, it is a meditation on relationship. But again, as I spoke in the early part of this program, it is about your relationship to yourself, and money is a part of it. Go and get that meditation. Do that meditation. It is very, very powerful. Beginning next week, and I'll be posting this on Facebook, I'll be doing a free teleseminar every week starting next week down to the end of the year on how to uncover your self-limiting beliefs and transform your life in 90 days or less. And that is going to be a prelude to my 5-week signature coaching series, my Belief Breakthrough series. And this 5-week series is actually going to take you through the first class on understanding what beliefs are. You're going to get my assessments with this teleclass. You will get the same assessments my private coaching clients do. We will work on every aspect of your life for the following 4 weeks: beliefs and money, relationships and money, health and well-being, and your life purpose. And we'll be operating off the beliefs assessments that I use. Now, people, I am a $500 a month coach. This 5-week course is $197. You're going to gain tremendous benefit, not only from me, but you're going to gain it just synergistically through the participants in the class. I highly, highly recommend, if you really want to start doing some digging and what better way to start your year than to sign up for that class. And you can get to that class and information on that class through my website as well.
Fabulous. So, that sounds like a really great offer.
Anyone that would like to sign up for that class tonight, and granted it isn't starting till January, I am offering to do a free human design chart and a 1-hour human design reading. And that's about a $300 value for those that are listening tonight that would like to sign up for the 5-week course beginning in January. And I just want to leave the listeners with this thought here. I just saw a posting just as I went online. Nothing binds you except your thoughts. Nothing limits you except your fear. And nothing controls you except your beliefs. This came from Marianne Williamson from her Law of Divine Compensation. And
wonderful.
This was just absolutely perfect timing. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you so much for being on the show today. We've got a mindful of information from you, and I definitely recommend everybody look you up and take this, because that's a wonderful gift. Thank you very, very much. And thank you so much for being on, love.
Thank you, Sarah. We'll talk soon.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Next week, November 20th. Bye, darling. Next week, 20th, I have How to Embrace the Change of the New Consciousness with mystic and spiritualist Corey Savanli. This is going to be an interesting talk about the shift that is happening, this new awakening, this new thought process that you need to have. So please do tune in with us next week. We're going to discuss a little bit more about these changes that are about to embrace you, how not to be afraid of them, and how not to try and understand or define them, but how to go with the flow and just let the old go and welcome and embrace the new. It is the awakening time, folks. Do not be afraid of waking up. Now get out there and enjoy that eclipse. The changes are upon us. They are wonderful changes. And I thank very much for Susan for being on the show today. And I thank you very much, listeners, for listening to me. If you've got any topics you want me to follow, please do tune in. God bless everyone. Bye-bye. Good vibration.